Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshiva Torahs, Moshe, and around the world. We're continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, Maseches Megillah, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, the Mishnah is going to list a whole number of things, items, that you have to have 10 people to do them. And it's going to mention each item at the finally end, it's going to say, and you need 10. So here it goes, the first one, Ein Parson Shema. What does that mean? Rashi and the Rav say, 10 people who come to shul after the tzibur already said the Shema, and they want to say the Shema b'tzibur too, so one person stands and he says Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the first bracha before Krishma, and parson is a lashon of prusa, a piece, like half of an item, and the Rav adds, from the two brachas before Krishma, he says one of the two brachas. So that's Paras as a Shema, as Yantu says. And the idea is that each person davened already by himself, and as the Rav writes the same way in the name of Rashi. And what the Rav says at the first bracha of Krishma, why they have to say that together? Because it has Kedusha in it. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And they can't say that be Yachid. And some say, no, you can say the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish in that first bracha, B'yachid, one person by himself, because it's just recounting how the Malachim do the Kiddush and Shemayim. It's not like the Kedusha we have in Shemona Esrei, where you say in the Kaddish, there you have to have 10 people. Okay? And the reason is that since Shliach Tzibur, but what is the reason? Not the problem with the Kedusha in that first bracha of Krishma, but since the Shliach Tzibur started off saying Baruch Hu, so we have to answer with some kind of a bracha. Because otherwise, it's going to look like they're kaifer chas v'shalom. Okay, because he tells them to make a bracha, and they don't want to. And therefore, they make the first bracha of Krishma. So they wanted to say Baruch Hu, so therefore they have to answer that with the first bracha of Krishma as well. That's what the Beis Yosef has in Siman Samach Tes. And why can't they just answer Baruch Shem Amavorach? Okay, Le'olam Vod. That's not really an answer on the Baruch Hu, it's just the answer on the Shem. He said, Baruch Hu Hashem Amavarach, like we have in Yuma Yoma, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, when the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash would say the Shem HaFarish, they would all answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vod. But still, we're not being Makayim what the Shliach Tzibur said, they should make a bracha. The Vesrael says, now we hold that it really is good enough to say on the Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu, Olam Vod. We don't have to do the Baruch Rishona. Still, according to that minhag, it's better to be pyrus on the Shema before the Shatz starts off his Shemona Esrei, because that way the Shemona Esrei of the Shatz will go on the Amir of the Baruch Hu of the Pyrus. So if these 10 people show up at Shul and they miss Baruch Hu, they could do the Baruch Hu, as long as they catch before the Shatz gets to Shemona Esrei, they do that Shema and they move along. Okay, Ve'ein over the Ve'ateva. Also, the second thing you need 10 people for, you can't go daven as the Shliach Tzibur. Rashonov says, Shliach Tzibur, Tessiyantar says, from this it seems to be a raya that before when we said the Kiddush of Yitzhar, one person could do it himself, because otherwise, why do you have to tell you now? If once we said Yitzhar, okay, which is just like a Sefer Dvar by itself, you need 10 people, so the Kiddush and Shemona Esrei, which is in Lashon HaKadosh, certainly you would need 10 people to do it. So why do they have to tell you again, Ein Ovon L'Ve'ateva? We already said that for Kiddush you need 10 in person on the Shema. But the Ran explains that the Ein Ovon goes also on the people who are Paris the Shema. These people came, 10 people, they missed the Baruch Hu, they're doing this, saying it themselves out loud, Baruch Hu, they're doing Paris the Shema. And after they finish that first Baruch of Krishma, they're about to start the Tefillah Me'umid, which there is Kedusha in the Shemona Esrei. So, why did it break it into two here, Ein Parson Shema Ve'ein Ovon L'Ve'ateva? Rav Shlomo explains, because if they started to be pyrus with the 10 and someone left, they can finish the Shema part. And he's telling you that Tefillah itself, now that we say Ein Ovon L'Ve'ateva, that we're doing Shemona Esrei, that is a whole new beginning. Okay? And they can't start if once they, one of the 10 left, they can finish the Shema and the Brachas part, but they can't do the the Shemona Esrei as 10 people together because they don't have 10 anymore. They can't start. You need 10 to start. And don't think that it's just continuing the Krishma and it hasn't really finished yet. And he writes, Ein Ovrim Lefnei Teva is another point because their derech was not to put a Shlich Zibra up until they actually got to Shemona Esrei. So not like us, where we at last, at the latest we would put a Shlich Zibra would be Barchu. They would put a Shlich Zibra up at Shemona Esrei time. Another thing that you need 10 for, Ein Nozen Eskapeim, as the Rashi says, to make the bracha of Berachas Kohanim. Tesis Yanta brings from the Ran, because it says in Vayikra Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayisa Avram is Yadav Al Ha'am Vayavarachem, and it says in Bamidbar Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Kol Sevarachas B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael is 10, as we have in Kedashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael, and even though that itself is learned from Gzer Shover of Toch Toch, still something that's learned from Gzer Shava, it goes back and teaches again further Gzer Shava. But this is all really Asmachtas Drabanan. Okay, as Santa brings from the Ran, because the whole Seder Tefillah is only Drabanan. The Rashba says, anytime that you mention Hashem's name in public, you have to have a minyan, like we're going to say in a little bit later about the Zeman. When you have 10 people in the Zaman, and you say Hashem's name, you have to have 10. Otherwise, you don't say Hashem's name. The Meiri says it's a Dover Shabakdusha, this Nasias Kapayim, and anything a Dover Shabakdusha, you need 10. Mishigatin is Ein Karim B'Torah, Ein Meftirim B'Navi. Those two things, you don't read the Torah, you don't have to have Torah again unless you have 10. Rashi and the Rav says, B'Tzibur, and the Rav adds, the reason why we don't do less than 10 is because it says, Vayikri Perichav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'Nitashvi Sokhman Yisrael, Kol Davash B'Kdusha, it has to be B'nai Yisrael, it has to be not less than 10. It says here, B'sokhman Yisrael, and it says there, B'Amidbar, Perik T'Nisayi, Pasuk Chav Aleph, he bothered me talk, here's the Gzeres Sheva that we alluded to before, he bothered me talk, Eidah Zos, just like there was 10, there's no Eidah P'chusnav from 10, here too, you have 10. The Ran says, it's a Takana D'Rabbanan, and they only made this Takana that you should do it in the Berachas Kohanim should be done B'Tzibur. So Yisyanta says, why do you mention Rabbanan? It's not to read Torah Shabbat, but there are certain takanas that Moshe Rabbein himself made, as we have at the end of the previous parak. And what other thing you need 10 for? In Eisen Maimet Umayshav, as Rashi Rav explained, when they would carry the mace to the Beriam, they would stop 7 times to sit at the cover of the mace, and they would say on every stop, they say a hesped, imdu yikarim, imdu, stand up, shvu yikarim, shvu, and they would say things, kav lameis. The Rav adds, less than 10, it's not arach ara. We'll see in a minute what that is. There's a lot of brings from the Rashba and Baba Basra Taf Kuf that the point of this is to be menachem the avela, or to add to the tsar and the bechi, and everyone should take to his heart to do tshuva. And here it is, what the Rav says, as he explains, that less than 10 is not arach ara. He says, Rashi explains in Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, you're not matriach shliach to go out and call them yikarim, imdu yikarim, shvu. Because otherwise, what are you going to leave left over for the a large group of people? You have to have some difference between a small group and a large group. So 10 or more, you say yikarim. Another thing, Ein Armen Berachos Avelim, another thing you need 10 for. Rav says, this is the bracha of Rechava in the square. They would make a bracha for the Avelim in the town square, and a bracha also for the Menachemim, as it explained in Mesechus Subas, Daf Chesem and Beis. Tiferes Yisrael says, when they came back from the Vaya, they all stood together in the square, and one person stood and made this bracha for the Avelim. The Torah in Yerodea Simon Shin Ayin Vav says, we don't have this minig now to do this Berachos Avelim. And the Rashi Ksubas Chesem Beis says that some say that Berachos Avelim is the Surah Havra that you give to his friends, give the Avel, they give him his first meal. And in time of the Mishnah, this was done in the Rehov, in the square of the town. Tanchumi Avelim, this is also something which it was done with 10, is done with 10. Rashi Rav say, when they come back from the Kfaros, they stand and Menachem the Avel, and you have a rows of people. You don't make a row less than 10. in Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Tes, Amad Aleph, is brought that halacha. Torah Yerideya Simen Shinayin Tef says, nowadays we don't make this brachas of the Shur, we don't make the bracha of the Rechov. And also, another thing you need 10 for, Berchas Chasanim, as Rav says, the Shavar Brachas that we make for the Chasan. Taisus Yantif says, why did we talk about the Mason first before the Berchas Chasanim? One reason is because there's a lot more to say about the different things with the Rechov, the Rechumim, other things like that. And also, everybody's got to die, but not everybody has a schus to get to the Chuppah. So some people don't have the schus, and therefore we talk about the Mason first. In Ksubas, Daf Zayin and Aleph, they bring as an example from Boaz. So they gather 10 people when he married Rus in Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis in Megillas Rus. As Yantif brings from the Gemara Chaf Gimel Beis, we're talking about by Avelim, the Avel is not considered part of the minion of the 10, but by a Chasen, the Chasen is one of the 10. And here's finally we get to the word Asara in the Mishnah. Ein mezamne b'shem pachas ma'asar. You don't make the zimun with Hashem's name unless you have 10 people. And that 10 goes back on all the other things we said before. The Berachas Hasanah, Tenchulei Avelim, Berachas Avelim. And what other things did we mention? The Mayim Namayshev, Kriyas Torah, Maftirin and the Navi, Nesiyas Kapayim of the Kohen, and over in the Lefnei Ateva, the person Mashma, all these things you need to have 10 for. So as far as the Mezana B'Shem, Rashi Rav says, since we have to say Nevarach L'Elokeinu, so we have to have 10. Rav adds, it's not Arach Ara to have less than 10, which the Tiferes Yisrael springs from the Gemara of Gimel Beis. It means it's not a covenant for the Tzibur to say Shem Hashem less than 10 people. And the Mishnah continues, Ubekarkoz Tishav a Kohen, which, what does that mean? You need 10, 9 plus a Kohen. Rashi and Rav explain, they're talking about Hekdesh. There's someone who's coming to be paid to the Hekdesh, redeem it. He needs 10 people, and one of them has to be a Kohen, because there are 10 times Kohenim are mentioned in the Pasuk by Hekdeshos, 3 by Erchon, 3 by Behemoth, and 4 by Karkos. So to take something out of Hekdesh, you need to have 10. Tiferes Yisrael says you need 10 that will estimate with the value of it and pay that to Hekdesh. This Yantif brings Taisvis, the Remaskal Asar, who asks, why don't you need 11? We always say Ein Bezdin Shokel, and everything that has to do with something that people have to figure out. So why here do we have 10? I didn't see an answer. I was just thinking to myself that we're not talking about two people arguing over something. There you might need a majority one way or the other. Here we're talking about being paid from Hekdesh. So if there's a difference of opinion, we would probably go to the most Chomer Dekar opinion, because we're taking things out of Hekdesh, and Hekdesh always wins. So therefore, it wouldn't make a difference to have an extra person. Just go for the most Chomer Dekar opinion. That's my own personal idea. Whether it's true or not, no idea. Odem kiyotz vehem, a person similar. Rashi says, if they came to be paid it, he paid himself from Hekdesh. Rav says that, you need the Tishua Kohen. Rav says, if he said, dame alai, my value, we shot something like an Eved, and the Eved iskush l'karkos, as it says in Vayikra, Perichav, Hey, Pasuk Mem Vav, v'nesachal tamos l'fnechem. And just like Karkos, you need 10, and one is a Kohen. Here too, by Adam, you need the same numbers. Taisus Yantif brings from Taisus, who asks that the Pasuk is talking about every Kanani. So why didn't he just say, we're talking about every Kanani, that a person wants to be Makdish or be Poda? Why are you talking about a person himself that wants to do Dami Alai? And Taisus answers, because if it was talking about an Eved, it should have said explicitly, V'Karkos V'Havodim. Okay, Tishuva Kohen. Like anywhere else, it says Karkos Va'avodim. Since it didn't do that, it said Adam Tkiotzbehem, so it doesn't mean that we're talking about the Eved. Moving on to Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Hakari B'Taira. Now we're going to have rules about Kriyas HaTaira. Tiferes Yisrael says, B'Tzibor, Lo Yifchas Mishlosh B'Sukim. You shouldn't read less than three psukim. Taisiyantu brings in the Gemara of the Alman Aleph. This connected to Haravim Ksivim, and also Leikra the Meturgeman Yasmi Pasukecha. When you're reading for the Meturgeman, read a pasuk at a time. Rashi Rav says the Meturgeman shouldn't get mixed up if because he's doing things al pat. Taisiyantu brings that from the times of Ezra, they had a minig. They'd have a Meturgeman to explain to the what was read in the Torah, so they should understand what was going on. And the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah, and the Kesef Mishnah explain, they learn that from the Darshan in the first Perek of Sota, as explained in Sefer Ezra, Perek Ches Pasuk Ches, which is really Nehemiah, Vayikru B'Sefer Mefurish, that's the Pasuk, so they learn Vayikru B'Sefer, that's Mikra, Mefurish, that's Targum. So that's the, which showing you that they had this minhag to read the psukim with the targum. Tiferes Yisrael says when they came back from Bavel, they had forgotten Lashon HaKodesh, and Ezra and Misakim, they should translate everything into Lashon HaRami. That's what people got used to in Bavel, and nowadays we don't do that because people don't understand Aramaic now, and we don't translate it to a different language that people do understand because it can't be explained very well in a different language, very short, the way it should be done. Only in Aramis, because that was Niskan by Ezra in Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, and also the Mishnah says, Benavi Shlosha. When Navi should read with three, Rashi Rav says, if you want, you could read three psukim together. It doesn't really make a difference if there's a mistake there, because we're not, if the Metargam makes a mistake, because there's no Horah coming out of the Navi, so if you want to read three psukim together for the Navi, for the Metargam, Meturgeman, at once, you can do that. Meiri says, still, you shouldn't read more than three at once. That's really going to drive the Meturgeman crazy, or as it says there, Laval Bel HaMeturgeman. That's what's going to happen. Okay. At the three psukim, one after the other, or it's completely different parashas, you should only read one pasuk at a time. In the Navi, as Rav says, like it says, Kiko Amar Hashem, Chinem Ninkartem, then it says, Kiko Amar Hashem, Mitzrayim, Yerit Imai Ami Birishona, and it says, V'at Amad Lipo, Dom Hashem, so they're all three different ideas, and three consecutive psukim. The Ritva and the Ran learn that even the three psukim are from different inyanim, and they're not three partials, and they're not three paragraphs, then you still, it still has the same din. And the Ran and the Meiri says, then what you do is you read and translate each pasuk by itself, because since they're separate different topics, you shouldn't put them all together, because it'll come to some kind of mistake. The Mishnah continues, Medalga Menavi, skip around in the Navi. Rashi Rav says, from one parasha to the other, we're allowed to do that. And the Rav adds on, even from one inyan, one topic to another topic. Taisus Rabbi Kiva Eger brings in the Gemara, but not from one Navi to another Navi, only within the Navi itself. And if we're talking about Treyasar, you can jump back from the end of the Sefer to the beginning. And Rashi says, from the beginning, you're actually going backwards in time in that Sefer. And the Kesef Mishnah brings in a Navi of Treyasar, you shouldn't skip from one Navi to the other going backwards, but in one Navi, you can go from the back to the beginning, just like any other Navi. One Navi in the Treyasar you can, but you shouldn't do it from one of the Treyasar to another one of them. Ein medalgim b'tayra, the Mishnah says. So Rashi explains, when people hear you jumping around from place to place, people are not going to be settled, they won't listen well. Rav says, this is two different topics, but if it's one topic, they can jump around, just like the Kohen Gadol would read on Yom Kippur, Parshas Achrimos, and then go read from Ach Ba'asar, so they're both dealing with Yom Kippur. V'ad kama umadalik, how much can you be jumping around? Ad kidei shel yifsek HaTorgaman, that's what the Mishnah says. Rashi explains, you shouldn't jump from a place he's reading until it's possible to roll the Sefer and to read in the next place where you're going to be going to before the Meturgeman finishes his Targum that you're going to be going to, because it's not covered for the Tzibur. They have to sit and wait for you to continue rolling your Sefer. The Rav says, if you're jumping in the Torah in one topic, or in the Navi in two topics, you shouldn't wait. Only it should take the time for the Meturgeman to be mitargim when he needs to be mitargim. It's not good for the receiver to sit there quietly. So he says, Yada brings from the Rambam, explains like the Rav, and in his Pirish, and in his Chibur, also Parak Yud Beis Halchas Tefila, and the Rav asks on him, the Lashon of the Mishnah doesn't sound like that. It should say Kideshi Yafsik HaTargman, should keep jump until, so he'll have to wait. And the Lashon of Rashi, that he should be able to roll the Sefer and to read in the next place before the Targum, Maturgum finishes, it doesn't really mean that exactly the way it sounds, that he should be reading before the Targum continues, because trait Kol Yilei Mishtami, you can't hear two things at once. But it means that if it was possible, he could read before. The point is, he should get to the place where if he wanted to, he could read, but he waits then at that point for the Targum to finish, because he shouldn't be rolling further than that, because otherwise people will be sitting and waiting, and we don't want people to wait after the material finishes. We want to continue right away with the next thing we need to talk about. That's our shiur for today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.